myjohndeeredealer.com.
See the latest in RVs, plus Roads to Adventure films, showing you the must-see sites of Alaska, the Rocky Mountains, Route 66, the Gulf Coast, and the Northeast at the St. Louis RV Show in America Center, downtown St. Louis, today through Sunday. See the website at sdlrv.com.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals. At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj. Premium imported Moscato infused with natural fruit juices. Naturally sweet, sparkling, and refreshingly carbonated. Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the time of the season.
Love runs. Is this Cher?
Yes.
In this time.
I light them up. It's Thursday. It's a light day. Like those light days, feminine products. This is a light day. You can kick around anything you want to kick around. If you also agree that so far 2014 is pretty sucky, you can tell us why. You can also talk about the People's Choice Awards. You watch this last night? Any of it?
No.
Holy cow, what a horrible. You know, the hosts, the co-hosts, were the chicks that are on a show I've never seen. Two broke girls. They were horrible. And by the way, I'll never watch the show. Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
But I'll never watch the show after what I saw last night with their hosting job. Then now I'm never going to watch it. The worst writing I have ever seen for an award show. Whoever wrote the goofy, stupid lead-in lines, well, our next presenter is someone that I got, and it was just lame. And then here's the other thing. The People's Choice Award, it seems to me that the audience and the people who voted are all like 20-somethings because of the crowd reaction, the screaming, like the MTV Awards. You don't hear that kind of crazy screaming at the Academy Awards.
I wonder if a lot of the voting is online. Maybe.
I think it is. I think a lot of the voting is the 20-something crowd, and they scream and go crazy. I don't know. It was horrible to me. And do we need it? Another award show? I don't think we do. 314, here we go. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll free. If I were you, I'd try to call that first number because we got far more lines coming in on that number. But you can also call toll free 888-550-KTRS, which is 550-5877. Mike is here. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Frank? You holding up?
I'm holding up, buddy.
That's good. Just keep that shovel going.
Yeah, that's right.
And I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Okay, I'm going to tell you where the little birds go that die.
Okay, and the big bird.
Well, yeah, big birds too, but he's on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is when they're sick, especially when they're sick, they'll go into the woods and they'll find a place, they'll get crawl and burrow, and they will usually not be found, and then insects will eat their bodies, and then you never know where they went.
How do you know this?
Well, there is a gentleman, his name is Lee Hollingsworth, and he writes about wildlife, okay?
Okay, I've heard of him.
Okay, and he indicates that a lot of times when you see, not in rural areas, but in areas where you have a lot of people, the bird may come and go down in a backyard, and then what'll happen is that many a time you'll see cats, foxes. They will go and they will find and sniff out the bird. Then they usually will take them back to their young if they're, you know, if it's a fox or something like that.
Right now, for those who didn't hear earlier, the question was, and we've asked it before, the millions of birds, when they die, how come they don't just fall out of the air, have a heart attack, and die? And you're saying that most birds sense and know they're dying, and they go to a place and burrow themselves under the ground and die. They basically bury themselves.
Exactly. And another thing about birds, especially wild birds, they mate relatively quick after birth. Within a year, if they can survive their first winter, mm-hmm. they will generally will be able to mate and have more birds. That's why bird population stays up. Wild birds is because of that fact. They're very prolific, unlike some of our people here in our town.
Wouldn't it be great, in a way, if humans could do this and save all that funeral expense? I know I'm dying. I'm going to go bury myself.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
You're never going to get a funeral home as a sponsor talking like this. Well, you know what I told Dan, and I was just joking with him. I said, all those birds, they all go over to Johnny Landoff at 270 in Washington, because he uses his duck call, and it calls them all over, and they fly into the back of the trucks, and they die. So.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
John might like that.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
All right, have a good day.
And by the way, they can't keep me from getting a funeral home sponsor. We don't have a funeral home sponsor. Of course, that's never going to happen. People burying themselves. What?
They can't all know they're all going to they're going to die.
Well, apparently, most of them do.
A lot of animals do, like cats. Cats will go... off somewhere.
Hey, I will tell you that a dog, and you can ask Dr. Doug this, a dog will sense that it's dying, and I know this firsthand because we gave our big dog to my mother-in-law, and when that dog died, it went outside, it was very sick, and it literally, with its last energy, went over and crawled to its bed and died there. And when it wanted to go back to where it was comfortable to die. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I really do. That wasn't just some coincidence that it died there. This would be John. Hello, John.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Well, I'm sick of this weather.
Man, no kidding. Join the club. Thank goodness.
I'm sorry to hear about your pipes and all that.
Hey, I'm one of hundreds it happened to.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of folks. That's no good.
You know, here's the thing I learned, too, and I'm going to say this to everybody who has a basement. 27 years in my house, and I wasn't familiar with my own plumbing. Get on there and learn your plumbing system, because the culprit is usually an outside hydrant. And a hose doesn't have to be on it. But that pipe going to the outside, that's where it gets the cold air more than the other pipes. And most houses, and I didn't know this until this week, have shutoffs to each line going to an outside hydrant. And at the end of fall, when you don't need an outside, if we had just gone in and shut those three things off, this would never have happened. I didn't even know that.
And disconnect the hose. There's some people that
that's
don't
a different
know.
Issue, yeah. though. Obviously, that's an obvious. Never leave a hose connected. Yeah. But this happened with no hose connected, but the pipe was one that went outside. And it was so cold that the inside temperature couldn't overpower the cold from the outside, and that section froze. But if I'd only known to go down there, reach up, and turn a valve, shutting off the water flow to that out, it never would have happened. So learn. You know, I know people that don't even know where their water main is, the main to shut the power, the water off to the house. They don't even know where it is. Go find it. That's my suggestion. So what can we do for you, John?
Well, that wasn't the purpose of the call. You guys were talking about having dreams about your teeth the other day, right?
Well, Peon's concerned because he dreams his teeth are getting loose and falling out, and I'm trying to tell him lots of people dream that.
It's traumatic.
I've had this reoccurring dream, I don't even know how many years, but it's like I've got, like, string coming out of a tooth somewhere.
Yeah.
It, like, dental floss, that it just keeps coming out. I keep pulling it, and it won't stop. But I've had that dream so many times at this point, it's like, well, I know it's not real, but sometimes I have to question, is that real? They're so vivid.
That's a new one. I've not had that one.
It's really wild. I was like, floss stuck between my teeth, and I just keep pulling it.
Well, it's like some magician's routine where he keeps pulling Jonka scarves out of a sleeve or something. I'm sure there are people who'd be willing to take your money to claim they can analyze that for you.
I'm right? sure they're yeah. All right. Well, be safe. Thank All you right. for the time,
John. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, my only recurring one, and I've talked about this before, but I enjoy it, is me levitating.
I have that one, too.
And you said you
I love that one.
Oh, man, I do, too. I don't even want to wake up.
No.
I'm standing with a group of people, and I just go, hey, everybody, watch this. And I just
It's not flying.
No, it's just lifting it's up.
Rising
up. The height of a top of a tree.
Yes.
And I'm looking, and people are going, well, how do you do that? And I go, I don't know. I just think about it, and I lift up. And I'm not kidding. When I wake up, I still think I can do it.
Yes.
Don't you get out of bed thinking, I think I'm going to lift up.
And yes.
You go, oh, wait a minute. It was a dream. It's fun.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Yeah. Well, see, we have that. That's and the tooth thing in common.
Wow, I've never had that one either.
You never had the flying one either?
No.
Well, hang on a minute, because I have a dream interpretation manual. Hang on.
If you don't have a dream,
here.
Analyzes?
Never. I have a floating, levitating dream, but I don't have... No, that's not you. I have the tooth dream, but I don't... No. Mm-mm. I don't have the tooth dream. Or No, that's not you. Oh, here it is. No, here it is. I never have either the levitating dream or the loose tooth dream. Says here you're gay.
Oh, I'll be darned.
There you go. Now you know. This is JR. Hello, JR.
Hey, Frank. But I am so AM and the PM.
Well,
I'm eating cereal and toast right
well,
now.
Well, we couldn't thank you enough for that.
Well, thank you very
good,
much.
Good way to be.
Wanted to talk about what a lousy New Year it's been, and I can certainly empathize with the way this year has gone.
I'd love to hear your story.
Okay, it doesn't look good. My day started New Year's Day about 8 o'clock. I'm 52 years old. I'm sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden I can't breathe.
Uh-oh.
And I'm having chest pains and get sent to the hospital, to the emergency room.
And this is New Year's Day.
This is New Year's Day.
This is
New Year's Day.
This may be harder.
Thankfully, it was not a heart attack. My heart's fine, but something else that had caused it. That day before, I had to send my son back to college up in Iowa. He's my last son. And it's been such a depressing empty nest syndrome around my house because he was my right-hand man and my best buddy. And I'm thrilled to death that he's doing what he's doing and successfully, but I miss him. Just such a depression not having him around.
Hey, I know that feeling.
In the midst of a five-year relationship that's just absolutely going horrible and down the tubes, and to top it off, I've got hemorrhoids that my ass is so on fire right
now. Oh, man. It's a bad combo.
Wow.
Hey, let me tell you something, though, Frank. Yeah. I work for an agency down here in Southern Illinois where I operate a soup kitchen.
Okay.
I operate a food pantry. I do electrical assistance for people. Every day I run into people whose lives are in a complete disarray.
See, that's
there
what
are
you
no, there are no parts that fit together for them.
And that's what and you have know, to do. You have to expose yourself to people who really do have it bad.
Every day that I go to work keeps me in check.
They trade their lives any day. They trade their lives any day for your hemorrhoids.
Absolutely. I've got the blessings of a house over my head. I've got the blessings over a family that loves me. I've got the blessings of health, marginal though it may be, or as inconvenient or uncomfortable at times as it may be. And I'd encourage you, and I know the daily things that trip us up just kind of get us sidetracked. And despite all of those things, I can wake up and say that I'm AM in the PM. I got a smile on my face.
Well, there you
go. It's just an inconvenience and a bump in the road, and I encourage you to do the same. Things will get better.
No. I know. I couldn't agree with you more, and I know that. I just think it feels good sometimes to complain. Just like when you told us you had hemorrhoids. Didn't that feel better?
Oh, you know what? It's almost gone away now.
Now, listen, you mentioned the five-year relationship. Is that something that kind of went south, too, or...?
That's been going south, and the holidays maybe just kind of really accelerated it, and that's, you know, I don't know where that's going to end up.
Okay, so, well, I'm glad your son's doing well. I get it. I know there are people that go, man, I'm glad those kids are out of the house. Not me. I still get on the phone almost every day, and it's either my daughter helping me get back online or figure some app out, or why is my phone not working, or my son helping me with something. I mean, I still go to them for things, even though they're not at home. So I get that. I'm glad he's doing well.
I do. Well, I thank you so much. And hang in there.
JR, thank you.
All righty.
JR, another guy who agrees with me that so far, 2014, there have been better years, at least so far. Hello, Ken.
Gee, I need a moment now, Frank.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. That hemorrhoid story got to me, too.
How are y'all doing?
Let me check.
I'm hanging the PM as well.
Oh, thank you. How we doing?
Oh, great.
We're trying to
lift wood out here, and I'm out of breath now. But he's talking about the guy's price frozen up when he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that took on some extra work, my flexible work schedule. I got to plow snow for the state for this winter. I picked a good time to do that, didn't
I? Yeah, you bet.
Well, they were going to ship me down to Gray Summit area, and instead of being around my own home area, and I was kind of, oh, no, I got a wood-burning furnace I eat with my home with. I got animals to take care of. I was not liking that at all. At the last minute, they said, nope, we got to keep somebody back here. Those four extra guys, we got to keep one back because it's going to be bad here, too. So luckily, they kept me back, and I come home one night after that Sunday, the 12-hour day, and frozen pipes. And I'm like, oh, no. So, you know, I start doing all the routine to try and get them thawed out. I got one side thawed out. The other side is like, well, can't get to it. I got to work again tomorrow. I shut the water off and left. Come back home again, start working on again. This time I'm working on it. Start to get it, it burst. And what I'm right there, you know, just think if I would have got shipped away. They're still not back. They've been gone a week.
No, you'd have had a disaster. At least you were there to run and shut the main off right away.
Yeah, right next to where I was working, so no damage done there. Another thing about it's great to have extra work and all, but that Sunday, the same thing. I'm out in a rural area, so I'm on this little two-lane country roads highway out here, and a brand-new John Deere tractor just set up like a Cadillac of tractors. Loving saying, this is all right extra work, you know? Just about to finish up, turn around, start to head back. I'm 11 miles out from the shed. The window completely exploded, the front windshield.
What, from the cold?
That's the only thing we can come up with, because I didn't see anything fly up on me or nothing. But, I mean, you talk about a cold ride.
Oh.
Hey, remember that night?
No.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even move. They said, you okay? I said, I don't need a man. I was frozen. The heater was still working, but no windshield.
No.
And when I turned to head north, and that north wind, oh, man. But, hey, extra work, you know. This year's not so bad for me.
You know what, though? It's like houses here in this part of the country aren't built for 10 below weather. I don't think the windshield of a John Deere tractor is built with 10 degrees below zero weather in mind either.
I don't, you know, and that's for the life of me. I really wished I knew what had happened because, you know, it's a new job. I can't say what I felt on the air, but I was bumming.
Yeah.
I was scared. I was bummed. I was like, oh, my God. They were super cool about it. It's a state job, you know. And like, well, I got sent to Mexico, Missouri to get a new one, and we put it in yesterday. Then they put me back in it again. I was like, I don't know about this.
It won't happen again.
I was a nervous wreck, but nah, it turned out all right.
It's not going to happen again. Now, listen, you, I can tell you're out of breath. You said you've been hauling wood. Are you married?
Oh, no, unfortunately not.
Get married, man. You'll have somebody to do that for you.
Yeah.
Well, I got a friend, and she won't even think about doing it.
Well, then she's not the wife material. You got to marry a woman who'll haul that wood for you.
You got any ideas? I don't know. You remember you guys were talking about That Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
One more quick thing I'll let y'all go. My favorite part of that movie, I'll never forget it, is the bartender when that angel goes and sits down, and he's probably imitating better than I could. He says, the guy asks for some fancy drink, and he goes, look, mister, we serve hard liquor for men who want to get drunk fast. We don't need no pixies like you sitting around giving the place atmosphere.
Sounded just like a movie.
That's awesome.
All right. Hey, Ken, Happy New Year if it's not too late, okay?
Oh, yeah, you too. Thank you very much. I love listening to y'all, and I always will.
Thank you. And I always will.
Wow.
This is going to sound weird, I guess. I love blue-collar people. I mean, I just do. I for some reason, I've never connected with, I don't know how to put this, people.
High society.
Well, high society people who don't know anybody or mingle with anybody who have never been real workers. That's not to say they don't work and they're not good at what they do and they don't deserve their, but you know what I'm talking about? It's like, if you're detached from that guy or some guy who's a plumber or some woman who cleans houses.
The majority of the country.
Yeah.
You're a one percenter.
I just like talking to those people because it reminds you what most of this country is. Kate, how are you?
I am well, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
Well, I know the interpretation of losing your teeth.
Well, you think you do. You know an interpretation. See, I'm of the belief that nobody can really tell us what dreams mean. It's just somebody's idea of what they mean. What do you think that means?
Well, I will agree with you that it may mean different things, but I was told by a certified dream interpreter.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Who certified this person, I wonder? What does it mean?
It means that you are feeling vulnerable and powerless, because without your teeth, you know, you're like an animal without their teeth. You've lost your power.
Oh.
See, quite frankly, to me, that's just, I could have come up with that. I mean, I could say that it means something else that would make just as much sense as that. And literally, really, who certifies the dream analysts? Who certifies them?
I cannot tell you specifically. I think it goes, they take courses and go to some workshop and get their certificate.
Okay.
You know, so,
DreamWorks.
You know.
Hey, that's as good as any other interpretation yeah. I've ever heard. Peon, you're powerless.
Well.
Okay? You're powerless, and that's what it means.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable and powerless.
Yeah.
Kate, do you have a recurring dream yourself?
Well, I had that one, which is why I found out what it meant. Other than that, no. When I was a kid, I used to fly a lot, but
You stopped flying
anymore. No, I stopped flying.
That's too bad. Pian and I are still flying.
Oh man!
I hope you get that back.
I do too.
It's a blast.
I do too.
Kate, how old?
Keep listening.
Kate, how old are you? Come on!
Double nickels.
Favorite age.
Yay! Nothing wrong with double nickels.
No, not at all. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Bye bye. I like her. I could tell from people's voices if I'd like them or not. I'm serious. I can tell from talking to somebody. I can't stand that guy. I hope I never meet him. You know, most of the time I think I'm probably right. Josh, how are you?
Well, you know what, Frank? I'd be better if it wasn't this year.
Yeah, no kidding. No. You too?
Oh, it's been horrible.
Let's have your story. Ladies and gentlemen, another guy who agrees that so far 2014 is stinking it up. What's your problem?
Well, Frank, I've sent you an email before, and I kind of discussed back and forth about my situation previously, being in the military, being medically separated from the military, medically retired from the military, I should say, and I've been going to school on the government's dime, and if you're not in class, you don't get paid.
Okay.
All right, so they pay for your housing while you're in school, so you can afford to go to school.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay.
And so I'm going to community college with all the 18-year-olds, and that's fun enough as it is. But I've been out of school now since the beginning of December, about a week into December, and I'll go back until the end of January. So there's no pay coming in for that, but that's minor compared to everything else. And because of all of that, the government mandates if you're going to school, you also have to collect unemployment, and of course the extension ran out, so that money's gone. Then the freezing temperatures hit and froze up all the pipes in my house.
Oh, my God.
And like I said, I was medically retired from the military, so I've got a real bad back. I had to get under my house and into the crawl space with a blow dryer
and try
and thaw out these pipes. And they have tape on them so that they won't freeze,
yeah.
But they still froze anyway because it was too cold. And
you got so a pretty complicated life.
Hmm.
And I can keep going. This is all things that have happened in the last 8 days.
Do you have anybody in your life, or are you alone?
I'm married with two kids. I have a wife, and I have two daughters, one of them with special needs.
Okay, you have a wife, so you're alone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does your wife work?
She does as much as she can. She works from home. She does some clerical work for a lady who's based out of Laughlin, Nevada, and she sends checks sporadically because my wife's an independent contractor, so she hasn't been paid. And I found out today that because I don't have any income, because none of my income is taxable, that I don't have an income tax return coming this year either. So,
what did you do in the military?
I was an aviation electronics technician. I worked on the electronics and helicopters.
And I guess there's not a. Could you do that in civilian life if somebody had the job?
Possibly. I don't know if physically I could do it. I mean, I know how to do it, but I don't know if I have the physical abilities to get.
And when you say you don't have the ability, what's wrong with you?
I have back problems, basically from the base of my skull down to my tailbone. I have herniated disc. I have compression fractures.
And how did that happen?
I don't know. It's been I thought something happened in the military. I was playing basketball, to be honest with you, and I didn't hurt myself playing basketball, but later that day I felt my back was starting to hurt, and it's just gotten steadily worse in the last 3 years.
Because your job in the military wasn't physically taxing.
Somewhat. I would have to climb into...
Well, you know what? You're right. You do have to get into crawl spaces. Avionics, I get that. You do have to get into some tight spots and twist your body around to get up under those cockpits. And...
Right, and not to mention that, but you also have to be able to, you know, pass your physical test and things like that. So. Right.
Yeah, because you're still in the military. Well, listen, I hope it all turns around for you. I really do.
Well, Frank, I'm hoping that... I don't want to say it can't go down, but I'm hoping it can go up from here. So,
well, you listen to us, and we'll make you this promise. We'll try to make you laugh at least once every day.
Well, so far, so good.
And hopefully it's just January that sucks in 2014
for maybe
everybody.
After the stinking month is over, maybe it'll all turn around. Josh, I wish you the best.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I think I do remember some emails from that guy. Can one more before I break? Can I do one more? I'm just on a roll here. I like to keep it going. Paul, how are you?
Get out.
I'm sorry? Paul?
Hey.
Yeah, how are you, Paul?
Hey.
All right, hey, let's see
you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I had a new tenant at my house in DeSoto.
Mm-hmm.
There's only been their first month.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's night, the furnace went out.
Oh, boy.
So I got my heating and cooling man over there, and there was an element burned out, so he wanted to know if I wanted to put a new furnace there or a new element. So, well, heck, let's try the element.
Mm-hmm.
We got that element in there. Got it ordered, and it wasn't in there yet, and another element went out.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 days later, he got to dig out of the snow and ice and get them a new furnace. Well, then my electric went off for 6 hours. We got it all fixed after that, and then it was that middle of the night, it went off again for about another 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I was without heat a lot, and for all that, I got a $1,025 furnace bill.
Should have called Matheny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing. Here a while back, you guys were talking about farm equipment and stuff, and I was listening with my buddy, and he talked something about a manure spreader, and he said, man, manure spreader, said, what do you call that? I said, I think I call that a Franco opinion. He spreads a lot of manure.
Yes, I do. And I used to drive a manure spreader on a farm, and what a great experience that was.
You bet.
I like the analogy. Thank you, Paul.
Have a good New Year.
You too. Bye-bye. Another guy who's been kicked in the butt by 2014. We'll take a quick break. Call our outdoors guy, Dan.
He's already on.
He's already on. Yeah. Well, let me apologize to him for being late. Hey, Steven, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Give us a couple minutes. We're running a little late, okay?
Hey, no problem.
All right. Well, he has no choice. He's kind of auditioning. So, oh, shoot. Did I dump it? I lose him?
Man.
I lose him?
Yeah.
Call him back.
I think so.
We got plenty of time to call him back. This is a test to see if he can handle... adversity.
Disruptions
and technical. Let's just see how he handles it.
And being hung up on.
And being hung up on. That's Stephen Reed. He's going to take a run at the outdoor thing. We'll do that after we come back after a break. The first part of that break will be First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. Bank is not in the name. It's not First Community Bank. It's First Community Credit Union. But it's a place to do all your banking. All your banking. The difference between a credit union is a bank and a bank, all the differences are good differences. Because the difference is, if you ask the customers, and we're called members, our difference is like, well, I find that most of the time, the rates, in fact, almost all the time, the rates are a little better at First Community Credit Union. That's what you might hear somebody say, and that's usually true, at least as good. They're not going to let anybody else come along and beat them if they can possibly help it on rates. They don't want you to find that you can get a car payment, a loan, at a rate lower somewhere else. They're not going to put up with that. They don't want you to get more on your savings somewhere else. So they're diligent about that. The other difference between this and a place with bank in the name would be just the quality and the level of service. And that's something you start to really appreciate the more you call them, the more you go in there. And you'll gradually notice, I never got this kind of service before, because I think they are called into a room. Everybody that works at First Community Credit Union, I think there's like an assembly when new people go to work there, and they say, welcome to First Community Credit Union, and we want you folks to all remember this. When you wait on people who come in here, those people are your bosses. They own this place, because that's a fact. We, the customers own First Community Credit Union. A bank is owned by a group of people. Picture a room full of men and probably a couple of women, and they're very rich, and they own the bank. And at the end of the year, they take the profits, they bring them and dump them on the conference room table, and they split up the profits. First Community Credit Union is nonprofit. The profit goes back into the credit union. That's why it's so stable, so secure. That's why there's plenty of money for the good customers, members, to borrow money when they need it. First Community Credit Union, it is a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
See how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got a report of a stall on westbound 44 before Lindbergh. You do have a crash at West Florissant and Ferguson, northbound 170. That's heavy now from Natural Bridge up through Scudder. Eastbound 70 really stacks up now from Saltbury to the Edward Jones Dome. And if you're traveling on westbound 40, it's slow Hampton through McCausland. Other than that, it's looking pretty good out to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices. So stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. The Friday show comes your way next. We wrap up Smoking Hot Chick Week with my favorite Marsha. Maureen McCormick on the broadcast, and coincidentally, Steve Davis, who's not Smoking Hot Chick, but brings you the memories of Elvis show coming up Saturday night. That and movies with Tom O'Keefe.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. to 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey.
We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve the families that we represent like they were our own. Our economy and our lives can change fast, so you need to be sure that you're prepared to take on both, and we can help. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and we'll give you a consultation with no obligation.
It was a big year for growth in the stock market, but between fees and taxes, we'll want to see how much of the gains you get to keep and see if your current level of risk is right for you.
We're a planning team. This means that we're not in business to sell you products, but to help you build a comprehensive retirement plan based on your personal needs and goals.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116, or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
If you are thinking of new hardwood floors this year, don't miss out on this one. Midwest Floors Hardwood Clearance Sale. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For a limited time, Midwest Floor will be reducing its inventory on a great selection of birch hardwood flooring. You can have beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch hardwood for an incredible $379 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most beautiful hardwood floors made. 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch for only $379 a square foot. And with your choice of 8 gorgeous pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So start your year off right with the new hardwood floor. Hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of these great in-stock savings during our hardwood clearance sale. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Are you tired and confused?
Tired of roofers showing up at your front door and confused about who is actually local and reputable? Then you should call Silfleisch family-owned CJS Roofing at 636-349-5225. They're fully insured. There's always a family member on the job and have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Their personalized service treats you like you really matter, and you pay nothing until the job is complete and you're satisfied. As they say, the proof is in our roof at CJS Roofing. Online at cjsroofing.net.
Experience dining at its finest during the 5th Annual Clayton Restaurant Week, January 20th through January 26th, presented by Stella Artois, Stella Artois Cidre, and Goose Island Matilda. Enjoy a three-course dinner for just $25 plus tax and tip at any of the 18 participating restaurants like CJ Muggs, Cardwell's, Coastal, The Crossing, and Crushed Red. Visit ClaytonRestaurantWeek.com for more details and to view restaurant menus. Clayton Restaurant Week, January 20th through the 26th.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
At Denny's. Eat great for just $4, like the $4 Everyday Value Slam. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail and visit one of the 30 St. Louis area Denny's.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
About 15 minutes later, getting to the segment that I wanted to be. But I did it on purpose because the guy that's going to talk to you about the outdoors, it's his first time. I wanted to make him nervous. I wanted to give him a lot of time to get nervous. And I wanted to see how he deals with being pushed to the back burner. His name is Stephen Reed. He wrote me an email. Sounded like he knows what he's talking about with regard to being outdoors. So, ladies and gentlemen, his first time on the show and... I guess kind of an audition with, we'll call it Outdoors with Stephen Reed.
Oh, nice.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, doing real good. Trying to stay warm.
Well, you sent me an email, and I know that you're doing this just, without any direction, but that's the way we do things. I made you a promise that after the first of the year, we try this, we'll try it. You may bomb, you may be a huge success. Time will tell. What do you have for us regarding the outdoors, except for the fact that until just a day or two ago, it was miserable outside?
Yeah, it was a little bit cold. I'll tell you what, we've still got a little bit of hunting season left.
Yeah.
For everybody that likes to hunt, we got archery season for deer and turkey that's still running through the 15th.
Okay.
Quail also runs if you're a bird hunter.
Now, by the way, did you read the article, archery has become real big with women because of the Hunger Games? Did you see that?
Yeah, archery is taking off. There's been a lot of movies. Some of the Marvel comic movies have brought, you know, Hawkeye, and he's got his bow, and... archery's really making a comeback, and one of the fastest growing segments in the outdoors right now is actually women and children. And it's good to see the sport could really use it.
So what else we got?
Well, there's a few other seasons that are still in. We've got duck season running in the southern zone, runs through the 26th.
Now, what is the southern zone? Where is that?
That's just the lower portion of the state. Okay. It cuts off just a little bit south of St. Louis. The state's broken into three areas, the northern, the central, and the southern zone.
Right.
And then goose season runs for the entire state through the 31st. So there's still some good hunting
goose
going on
season.
Out there.
You don't hear about that.
No, you don't hear about goose season. Steve's the first guy to introduce us to goose season.
Yeah, there's a lot of goose hunters out there. I love goose. I mentioned in my email to you, I've been to culinary school, so that's one of my favorite things.
Oh, that's right. He's been to culinary school.
Whoa.
You know, you don't have people invite you over. Hey, come on over for some goose tonight.
How different is goose than duck?
To hunt?
Well, no, not taste. To hunt.
Well,
to taste.
First of all, it's meatier, right? Taste. It's bigger.
Yeah, they're definitely bigger. It's not quite as gamey. Duck's got a lot of dark meat. It's a little bit, goose is a little bit milder. And one of my favorite things to do with goose is actually make jerky.
Goose jerky? Never heard of it.
Yeah, we'll take the breast and then strip it out and make goose jerky with it, which is just delicious.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I got turned on to an old friend of mine used to have, he worked at a water department, and there were some people that would hunt all the time, but they didn't know what to do with the geese, so he would have all this extra goose meat, and we were trying to figure out what we were going to do with it because we'd eaten so much of it. And we said, let's just see how jerky tastes, and it turned out to be some of the best jerky.
So you might have invented goose jerky.
You never know.
I think you did.
How is goose hunting compared to duck hunting? Is it pretty similar?
It's real similar. You're in a pit or you're in a layout blind in the field, and you're still the same kind of temperatures, the same kind of terrain.
I would think it's easier because the goose is a bigger target and they're slower, aren't they?
Well, they look slower only because they're a bigger target, but they fly just about as fast. If they've got a good tailwind, they're just as hard to hit as a duck is.
And the altitude's going to be about the same?
Yeah, you're still going to be shooting at them, and as they're coming in, you're not going to want to shoot, much over your 45, 50 yards.
Now, one thing you're going to notice is how fast time goes by, and I talk too much, so I'm going to let you go on into whatever else you had for it.
Well, with all this weather, I did a little looking, and I know there's a lot more things to do in the outdoors than just hunting. So, I looked up someplace. Everybody's heard of Art Hill, of course, with the sledding. And
Art Hill, never heard of. You guys heard of Art Hill?
No.
Never
heard of
it.
You can do with your kids and have fun, but there are several other places around St. Louis that you can also go. There's Suicide Hill, actually, down in Webster Groves. I don't know if you all have ever heard of that.
Well, it sounds to me like that's your big-time sledding hill.
Yeah, there's a...
Like the Black Slopes.
Yeah, there's some. That's not the Bunny Slope from everything that I've read about.
And where is the Suicide Hill?
Yeah, they call it Suicide Hill.
Where is it?
Webster Groves.
Down in Webster Groves.
Now, how will somebody find it if they want to find it?
Let's see. It's...
You could probably Google Suicide Hill.
Yeah, 639 South Berry Road is the address. So there's several places there around there as well.
You don't find too many sledding hills that have their own address.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. And then there's closer up around Hazelwood, up around there, there's Villa Maria, some of the other bigger parks that are available for sledding.
Now, we only have about a minute left here. Do you ever ice fish at all? I mean, like fish in frozen streams, rivers, lakes?
I haven't in a while. I've been looking into it. I've got a friend who actually has invited me to Canada actually to come up and do some ice fishing. So I'm thinking about trying to get that set up and go up there and try that.
All right. Was there anything else? And we cut you short and got into you late. We're going to do this again next week, and I'm going to get to you on time and give you more time. Was there anything else you wanted to get in before we close it out?
Well, there's a couple fun things going on this weekend. There's a gun show over in Belleville that's going on, and then there's, of course, the RV show going on downtown. So if you get a chance to get out and get about, there's all kinds of things that are outdoor themed that you can get out.
Where's the gun show in Belleville? And I predict a huge turnout, especially since things have turned around in Illinois.
Yeah, that's at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Yep, that's where it always is.
On Saturday and Sunday. I think there's a $5 admission, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, all right. You know what? I think for a first-timer, I don't know, did you have a couple of drinks? You sound very relaxed to me.
Pretty good.
Yeah. We'll do this. You want to try this again next Thursday? I promise to get you on time and give you more time.
Hey, that sounds great. I look forward to it.
Let's do it. Stephen Reed, everybody. Thank you, Stephen. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Sounded very relaxed.
Yeah.
And he's brought to you by Pistols Plus. You Illinois folks, thank goodness the last holdout state for concealed carry is no longer a holdout. All 50 states issue concealed carry permits. And way to go, whoever finally ran this through in Illinois. And don't forget, folks in Illinois, you go to Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, they can make arrangements, even though you're from out of state, to have that firearm, handgun, shipped over to a dealer in Illinois so you can pick it up. Pistols Plus Archery, we talked about. They have a tremendous archery department and an expert on staff. It is Pistols Plus. They are across the street from Staples in the heart of Osage Beach. I love this store. I've been buying guns there for, my goodness, 12, 15 years now, at least, more than that. Jim and Pam Reese own the store. It is a family-owned and run business, and I don't think you're ever going to have a better firearms, archery, accessories, ammunition experience than the one you'll have at Pistols Plus. And be sure to tell them you're AM and the PM. Do we need to take a break and then hit the news and come out? And then we'll have the playhouse and the joke. And holy cow, before you know it, the day will be over. This is the Big 550.
See how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things are running pretty well. It looks like we do have a stall blocking right lane on southbound 270 after Highway 40. They're still jammed up on eastbound 70 from about Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. And on westbound 40, you're running a little heavy between Hampton and McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices. So stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This weekend, if you tune into the Inside Out Show with John Shea and Jim McMillan at the time you usually hear them, it won't be there.
What?
Oh, no.
Why?
Because of Mizzou basketball.
Oh!
M-I-Z!
Z-O-U!
But have no fear. You'll get your weekly dose of John and Jim's advice on everything inside, outside, and sometimes between this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. John Shea, Jim McMillan. The Inside Out Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome to the St. Louis RV Show, January 9th through 12th at Interstate 70 and Bryan Road in O'Fallon, Missouri. Come check out all the name brands. Newmar, Thor, Forest River, and many more. New and pre-owned RVs and trailers on sale now with special financing during the show. St. Louis RV welcomes all trades, RV or auto. We also service all makes and models. Free flat screen TVs with all purchases. St. Louis RV Show, Bryan and 70 in O'Fallon, Missouri. Free admission, 314-743-3939.